The WLEW News and Public Affairs Department now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. We have a couple of guests in the studio today. Our guests include Ken Bragg. He is the president of the Mayville Lions Club, and Jennifer Leitzel. She is public relations for the upcoming 4th annual Made in the Thumb Showcase. It'll be this Saturday, and that's what we're here to talk about. Thanks for being with us, folks.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Made in the Thumb, is that kind of saying it all?
It certainly is. Everything that we're doing is made in the thumb.
And by you mean made, it's made here, and many of the products within it come from here as well.
Right. Many of them are locally sourced, as many as possible.
If they don't grow their own or whatever, they'll try to get it locally, and that keeps it centered in the area.
Absolutely.
Now, where is this going to be?
This is going to be at the American Polish Club on M24, which is 1466 Mertz Road in Caro. It is right south of Caro, right on M24, and it will be easy to find.
South of the river and through the woods to Made in the Thumb Showcase you go.
Absolutely.
Okay, and it is coming up this Saturday. Now, is this something you've been going 4 years? Is it something that seems to get a little bigger each year? I mean, you're probably limited by the space of the club itself, but do you find more and more Made in the Thumb products to try and showcase?
Certainly we do. There's every year we find a few more. We started out with about 15 vendors, and we now have 32 and 36 tables.
The word is getting around.
The word is getting around. And last year we had a packed parking lot, and everybody was happy that came because they found products that they did not know they could get locally.
And there's no admission, as I understand it,
to
get in at
not.
Least for the public.
Right.
And what about the it is a fundraiser for the Lions Club in Mayville. How do you raise the funds if nobody's paying at the door?
Okay.
Usually where you get it from.
Right. The way we're raising the funds is from Poet Biorefining, who is a gold sponsor of ours. They've sponsored us every year. We have Riverview Recycling, which is right in Caro. They're a sponsor in Crystal Lake Campgrounds. And then we have Narians, which is right here in Bad Axe. He's also one of our sponsors at the rehabilitation. We have Franzel Well Drilling and Maple Grove Veterinary. And that provides funding for some of the things that the Lions do. And this is our fundraiser. And we provide money to Share Shop, We Can Read, Sunflower Festival, Flower Barrels, a lot of things, like we're doing a post-trick-or-treat. Right after the kids go trick-or-treating, we'll be giving them hot dogs and cider free.
Because all they need is more food at that
point. You know, we'll give them hot dogs before they get the sugar high. So, and then we have the leader dogs, Paws for a Cause. There's a vision clinic in Saginaw that has a very dedicated doctor who does everything that she can for the children that need vision help. And she does that for free or for a very nominal cost, and that's where some of our money goes. There's so much that needs help out there, and that's what the Lions
are. I think that's the easy part, finding groups and people who need the help.
The
hard part is being able to try and help them all.
Yes. So through our sponsors, we're able to raise some funds to keep up that good work. And the other thing is this, by doing this show, we are also helping the community, because we're allowing the community to see what the friends and neighbors in the community are doing. And when they can see that, they can buy locally. And so many people like things that are locally sourced, as you said.
Now, the sponsors help with the work you do. I imagine they also help with the day of things. You know, you got to rent the hall, you got to do all that kind of stuff. So there's other things. But what's above and beyond that goes to all the work the Lions Club does. Now, how do you pick the people to come? Because, I mean, you could end up with 18 of the same type of things. You'd want variety. So do you kind of pick and choose? Do you kind of survey them, go visit? Do you do all of the above?
We do probably all of that. We look for somebody that's doing things that are locally sourced. We have a potato chip gentleman who buys his potato chips locally. We have Stone Ground Flour, which is Stony Croft. He hand grinds flour for you, and you can either bring your own wheat, or you can tell him exactly what you want, and his wheat is locally sourced. He does cornmeal, any type that you want, oats. He does wheat germ, wheat bran, just about anything. And he will do it specifically for you, and he does do, as I said, either your grains or something that's locally sourced.
And he will let you know if you need a pound of it and it's not going to work what you're bringing because it's not enough, because there's a lot of loss when you mill it to the husks and the
exactly,
outer casings go. And
exactly.
What you end up in the middle isn't necessarily, it might take 3 pounds to get 1 pound of flour when you're done.
Right.
Because there are parts of the grain that you don't want to eat.
Yeah.
Usually goes to animal feed or something after that. Okay. Now, we were looking at some of the things you have coming here. It's a wide variety of things. You've told me the Fostoria Bread Factory is actually starting to really kick in because now they're supplying some schools.
They're in the schools. They're selling commercially. I don't think they're selling schools just yet.
They're not Wonder Bread yet, but they're working on it.
But they're working on it. And they do cook in Mayville schools. They have turned that into a commercial kitchen because it wasn't being used. So right there is a good use of space. So everything kind of fit together right in the Mayville community. But his bread has grown so much that he's had to go commercial. So, and we have helped him with that. So that's super. And every business that we can get to stay or grow that can hire one or two more people in the community, even if it's kids, we can keep in the community, we can keep our tax base.
Well, it just keeps the money in the community.
Yes.
It isn't going to a corporation out of state or
exactly.
whatever. It keeps circulating around the area, and more people pay it back, so to speak. The money just goes around and around.
Yes.
Now, I was looking at some of these things, and some of these are quite interesting. You have precision plasma cutting. Now, when that comes to my mind, I think of metal cutting and maybe doing some fancy, you know, taking a computer almost and taking almost an image and cutting it out of metal so that you might want to put it on your railings of your stairway or something. These types of things. I mean, this is what we're talking about?
Yes, yes. He's got keychains, little Michigan keychains. With a bottle opener on the end that he sells inexpensive, all the way up to some of big signs that you can put man cave type things,
ooh,
the Army veterans, all kinds of things he's got available.
Obviously, the bigger, the more expensive they would be because it takes more metal and more time.
Right.
But I would imagine he might be able to help you with something a little custom, too.
Absolutely.
Because if you have the image, he might be able to somehow get it into the computer cutting program in some fashion to make it happen. So if you've got a hunting lodge or something and you're looking for something special, that may be a guy to check out.
Absolutely.
Talking of hunting, oh, never mind.
Or if you have a gate.
Oh, yeah.
For private property that you want to keep people out, but have a fancy gate, you can go to him and he can make that, turn that your idea into a piece of metal and give you a really fancy gate.
You know, if you call it Deer Heaven, it might have a deer with a halo over it.
Certainly, yeah. Yeah.
We were also talking, you know, like Lucky's Deer Blinds out of Ubley. They're going to be there. This is time of season for hunters. If they want to have a blind, to have it done locally and top-notch, because they've been around a while, they wouldn't be if they weren't doing good work.
Yeah, absolutely, and the reason we got Lucky's is I was listening to on the radio one day, and they were talking about, I think it was one of your sponsors for a show or something, and they were saying, visit Lucky's Deer Blind, so we did. We liked it, and we felt that more people should know about them. So Ken invited them to come down and come to the show.
And they'll likely bring, you know, samples of the materials they use and maybe put one up a little bit just to give you an idea. Because limited space, you can't bring 12 deer blinds into the space without kicking somebody out or having to do their sales from within the deer blinds.
Right.
But yeah. And but you also have Fagan's flies, as I understand it, if you're a sportsman.
Then they make custom and, well,
we're talking fly fishing flies.
Exactly.
And do you go to them with what you think works, or does he have things that he knows will work, or is it a little of both? Because, you know, I could sit there and say, I need flies, and I could try and tell them how to do it, and it would be something the fish would look at and say, well, what's that? I mean, at a certain point, you need some expertise. So they have that, too.
He's definitely the expert, but he's open to ideas to make customs.
Wow. Cool. And it may not be the fly fishing season right now, but no time like the present. Might make a good Christmas gift, too.
Exactly.
If you have a fly fisherman in your family who wants something that you just can't get anywhere else.
Right.
You have a lot of food. We talked about the bread. So you have Catherine Marie's cheesecakes. That one caught my eye right away.
Oh, yeah. It makes my mouth water.
So Catherine may have some samples, maybe, but more likely she'll have, you know, what cakes are, what kind of cheesecakes are available, how to get them,
right,
what time of lead time she needs, and what you need to do if you got to pick them up, if they got to stay refrigerated, and all that good stuff.
Cause absolutely,
she'd want to be concerned that you wind up with the best product at the table.
Absolutely, good time to order. You'll be able to get her card, and she can do something custom just for your needs.
Now, you talked about Morningstar's potato chips. You also have peanut brittle.
Everybody loves Ron's peanut brittle. He's got fantastic, and he's got, I think, six or eight flavors.
Old family recipes.
And by flavors, I mean, I just kind of, to me, it's like
we're gonna have
peanut brittle.
jalapeno.
Oh my gosh.
Cashews, the regular peanut type.
So you can swap out the peanuts for something else that would make it totally different.
No, they'd have, even the jalapeno has nuts in it, but still it adds that flavoring. Give it a little spicy flavor to it.
And Lisa's cookie jar?
She will have all kinds of cookies, chocolate chip brownies, chocolate chip cookie bars. Maybe pumpkin cookies. I'm hoping she'll bring those because those are one of my favorites. Oatmeal cookies. Just a whole variety. Sugar cookies that are decorated.
And Todd's Jerky is going to be there. So if you're a hunter, you might want to stock up and get the good stuff.
Right. And not only that, he's writing pigeon. So that if, you know, you want some jerky when you're hunting and you're going in this area, not only can you get it at the show, but you can stop by Pigeon and get some more.
I don't know how he does it, but maybe he can make some deer jerky out of what you won. If you shot, you could ask to have that made into the flavors you like that he makes.
Yes, he does. He does do deer processing right there in Pigeon.
Okay. Not quite exactly what the Red Moon Forge. I was talking about Sister's Garlic. It's not exactly your favorite treat, like a cookie or cheesecake, but it does add a lot of flavor to things, and they have different ways of getting it to you and different kinds. People think garlic is garlic, but there are different varieties, there are different tastes and different ways of processing it, and they know them all, and they can help you find ways to use their product, from what you were telling me.
Right. They have quite a few varieties of garlic, and they label it exactly. You'll know what you're getting before you get it. It's not just buying a handful of garlic out of the grocery store. First off, it's locally grown in Cass City. And the other thing that's nice about it is they can tell you if it's a hot garlic, if it's spicy. I mean, it makes all the difference in the world when you're cooking. And once you get into their garlic and you know the different, you know, how strong it is or how mild it is, you can adjust your cooking, or, you know, you can cook right to taste.
Well, they also roast garlic.
Yes.
Which kind of takes it to a little more mellow space, and she may be able to tell you, well, these varieties roast better and give you a better taste than just plain standard garlic you might get.
Absolutely. They are the experts in garlic for the whole area.
You have to stand 6 feet away, but they're experts in garlic.
Never noticed that problem.
Okay. You also have delicious herbs.
Yes.
If you like cooking with fresh stuff, and they might be able to show you some of the different types that are out there, how they vary. And, you know, if you're going to do a little herb gardening yourself, there may be varieties you haven't thought of that might be what you're looking for.
Exactly, exactly. And I would imagine that they can custom their herbs just to what you want, if they do a blend for you, or if you know your favorite flavors, if you want more parsley or, you know, whatever you want. And I would imagine that they could do that just for you.
And they can tell you which works best moist and fresh and which should be dried if you want it to work the best in certain ways, because they do have a difference. And it's, you know, we always think fresh is better, but in some instances the dried is the way to go. And because you can actually powderize it in a blender or something, and you know, have little bits of it, it's smooth through the dish.
Mm-hmm.
I don't cook that much, but I watch enough TV. Okay. You have stone ground flours.
Yes, yes.
That's another food thing, a basic staple in most kitchens, a little flour here and there, and they can either use what you bring or they have their own locally sourced stuff, and you can, you know, when you were mentioning they can do oats, corn, other types of things to the grind you want. Kind of like getting coffee the way you
right,
want it.
Right, exactly.
You get your flour ground to the consistency you want.
Exactly, right, the way you want it. Your cornmeal, oat bran, as I said before, everything's locally sourced. Or your own.
Most of the differences in flour is how finely it's ground. Whether
right.
it's all-purpose, whether it's bread flour, whether it's, you know, for fine pastry.
Exactly.
Most of the differences are basically how it's ground, and they can advise you probably on what you want to make, what would be the best grind to use to get the consistency you want.
He even has done a 00, which is the finest grind you can get for like pastries. So if you're really a baker, you want to come and talk to this gentleman, because he knows everything there is about flour, and he made semolina is one of his flours, which is a flour for pastas. I mean, he's got it all, but he will do right down to the 00, which is the finest pastry flour you can get.
I always thought that was just the green square on roulette, but okay. But he can help you with that, and he can also help you find what maybe a blend of different flours will work, because there are different flavors to them, different consistency is how they will bake up, and it's nice to have somebody who has an idea about this when you're trying your best to come up with something great, maybe for the holidays.
Right, absolutely.
Nobody wants rolls that people are going to take home and use for doorstops.
No, absolutely not. Not fun.
Okay. Some of the other things you have there, you have Bill Diller, the photojournalist, coming in, so people can maybe do some Christmas shopping there if they have somebody they want to. And I'm sure Bill, you know, will do commission work if, you know, there's something you're kind of interested in, a farm in a particular way. He can probably help you find it. Or maybe has something that he won't have there at the show, but
right.
might have something that he can help you with.
Right.
He takes a lot of pictures.
Beautiful, beautiful pictures. Really, really nice for hanging on the wall. People will love them.
And we talked about this before the show, the Circle T apiary, and I thought it might have to do with flying monkeys, but apparently it has more to do with flying bees.
No, yeah, you're right. Apiary, she's a beekeeper, and she has got all kinds. She's got beeswax, she's got different kinds of honey, she's got raw honey, which is healing. She's an award-winning honey person.
Now, you say raw honey, that's because it hasn't been
pasteurized,
heated in any ways.
Right. Right. And people use that. It is a...
If you're going to be cooking with it anyway, it will pasteurize as you do it. But if you're, you know, baklava or something, it might... It might be better to go with something a little safer.
Right.
And they can advise you on that, too.
Yes, she's very knowledgeable. We also had another honey person that we couldn't fit in the show, and you've got right here in Bad Axe, and that is McCoy's honey, or Sweetie Bee honey. And he's got apple-flavored vinegars, honey-flavored vinegars. He's got a whole wealth of stuff out there that's locally sourced also. So you've got two big beekeepers that I know of that are really, really good locally sourced honey. And they say that locally sourced honey is the best for allergies. That's what I've been told.
Well, the pollen they're using is the stuff you're used to.
Exactly, exactly. And I'm enamored. I've got to try McCoy Sweetie Bee honey vinegars.
And it may have its own distinct taste, because
exactly
what they collect reflects on what they make.
Absolutely.
And if you have bees collecting just one thing from another part of the country that, you know, they have one flavor, but what we have up here in the thumb might be different.
Right. Circle T, they were telling me that there's something, some kind of flower around in our area. She's from Mayville. There's some kind of flower right around in our area that makes a particularly good honey that people really want. So I'm sure that, you know, you go to, as you said, the pollen from the local area that you're used to probably fits into the flavors you're used to, too. Pick a tomato out of the garden, you know.
The hard part is putting a leash on all the bees and getting them just to that particular flower.
I know, it's terrible.
But it's local, and it's healthy, and it's available, and many people may not know about these things.
Right, exactly.
Okay, some of the other things I see here, you have, what is Classy Cormos?
Classy Cormos, she's got wool, that's a type of sheep, and she's will have wool. And
oh, if you're a knitter or a crocheter,
yep,
she may have some... yarns and stuff that you
right,
can
she
either
has,
spun down or in the raw woolage.
Right.
You can work with it and impress everybody.
She's got the alpaca,
yarn,
the wool yarn, and she does the dryer balls. We could throw those in the dryer, especially for people that are allergic to, you know, the dryer sheets. These work just as well. And not only that, they heat up in the dryer. And not only they absorb the heat, they get between the layers of clothes and help dry them faster.
And they smell like roast sheep. Okay, been looking here at some of the things you have here. Stone Cottage, did we go over that one?
Stone Cottage, she has got goat's milk products. She's got a soap made out of goat's milk, good for your skin. And she gives classes. She's local. She has her own goats. She gives classes on soap making.
Better. I mean, she's not going to go to other people's houses and milk their goats and walk away. You get arrested for that.
I don't know if you do it in the middle of the night. she's got goat's milk soap, goat's milk products, and then... as I say, she's got classes that she gives. So she's got this coffee grind soap. It's got coffee grounds in it, so when you want to clean your skin after working in the garden and it's hard, it's a perfect thing.
So it's a little abrasive with the coffee grounds, kind of like the old lava soap with the pumice in it.
Right, and this will get rid of the smell of onions, they tell me, on your hands when you're cooking. So either the garlic or the onions can go just with that soap.
People try to want to put your hand in hot water and make coffee out of it. You have another one of the people here that is Long Haul Farm. Long Haul Farm do.
Long Haul Farms will be bringing pumpkins, squash, gourds, not only stuff that you can decorate for Halloween.
A lot of fall type
yes
of gourds and vegetables.
Right. And They will be bringing squash for you to take home and cook with.
And again, there's many different varieties, many different flavors, many different textures. Spaghetti squash, one of the stranger ones.
Right.
But they're all out there, and if you haven't tried them, you might be missing something.
Right, and she told me she's got, I think, some fall varieties of flowers that she'll be able to get maybe a bouquet or a plant.
Terrific. And so creative. That's S-E-W, as in needle and thread.
Right. So Creative does some aprons and some really unusual. There are baby wrapped up, a little doll wrapped up in blankets and things. The kids seem to love them. So every year we've had her come back. She does a super job. She'll have a variety of hand-sewn items.
A lot Something, of again, she may be able to customize if you...
Right.
Have a grandchild or something that you want something a little different and a little custom for.
Right. She does baby books out of fabric, which is really unique. So, yeah, she can customize for you, for your child. So, yeah, definitely it's somebody you want to see if you have little grandchildren that like to chew on things. She's the lady to see.
Keep them off your arm. Now, when you go in there, is there like a map? Let you know where you're going, or do you just have to wander hither and yon and find what you want?
That it's not big enough to have a map, but you can wander through and go from sample to sample. Yeah.
Okay. And a lot of them will have business cards and pages printed out that, you know, will give you the address if you're interested and how to get in touch with them, how much lead time they need to get you the items you want, because certain times of the year it's a little easier to get the product than, you know, when it's not in season or when the bees aren't making honey.
Right, right. No, that's one of the things we've asked them to do is to bring cards so that people can reach them, so that it gives them an ongoing business opportunity, and it also gives the people that are shopping with them a chance to continue to buy their favorite products.
Aurora Rose Flower Farm. Are we talking about roses, or is that just the name Aurora Rose?
Aurora Rose does flowers for all types of occasions. So if you're having a wedding, you can come and see Aurora Rose and have her set up your hall. If you just want a small...
And if they're in season, she might be able to get you something that's a little more conducive to the area.
Right. Exactly.
Don't grow a lot of orchids unless you're indoors in this area.
Right, for sure.
Okay, well, it seems like you've got a full list of people going. If people out there listening have a business and they want to maybe make it there for the fifth annual next year, how do they go about it? Do they contact the Mayville Lions, or is there another route, or should they just come to the event and there'll be people around and say, how did you get in here, and this is the lady to talk to, and they'll point to you and say, oh, okay, we'll make an arrangement to stop out and see what you've got.
Yes, that would be easy. Either they can call me at 673-3953 and let me know what they have. Or they can meet me at the show. Come to the show and see what we're doing. And if you need a space for next year, come talk to us right there at the show.
But how big of a space do you get? Because, you know, I would think, you know, some of the smaller things like the peanut brittle wouldn't maybe not take up as much space as some of the larger things.
Right. Actually, we have 8-foot tables, so our spaces are 8 feet. And so some people have gotten two tables, and some only have one. Bill will have two tables, and Peanut Brittle will have one.
Okay. And again, it's coming up this Saturday, October 20th. Polish American Club, M24. It's south of the river and through the woods, just a little ways south of the river anyway.
Right.
And you stop on out, there'll probably be a lot of cars out there. It's south of Carroll.
Mm-hmm.
And it runs from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. You've been there the 4 years. Is it best to get there early because the good stuff can go? You know, like
yes.
The good peanut brittle, the good samples of some of the... cooking
cheesecake
stuff
and cookies, yes.
They may go quickly, so you might want to be there more early than late, perhaps.
Absolutely. Absolutely, because this, it does go. And we've had most of our vendors have sold out in the previous years. So it's always best, especially if you're after samples and decide you'd like.
Well, if you're going to sample, you want to make sure you get there when the samples are there. But it's your fourth annual. It's been going strong, getting better, and we wish you good luck on Saturday. It's indoors, so you don't have to worry about the weather so much. And hopefully it'll just lead you on to number 5 next year.
Right.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Our guests today on the program have been Ken Bragg. He is the president of the Mayville Lions Club, and Jennifer Leitzel. She is public relations for this upcoming Made in the Thumb Showcase. That's what it is, Made in the Thumb. Everything they're showcasing is made in the thumb. Much of it is sourced from things in the thumb, and it gives you an idea of what your neighbors are doing. And if you're thinking maybe you have an idea for a business or a small entrepreneurial thing, they may be able to help you out and show you some of the things that work and the things that don't. So do be there. Caro the place, 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. Polish American Club, M24, on Saturday. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.